non-cooperation, renunciation, bhog tyag and bhakti, three planes of life. The plane of bhoga, bhakti, bhakti, mukti and bhakti. Three planes of life. Bhakti, that of enjoyment, mukti, that is renunciation, and bhakti, participation in the service of the higher. Three planes of life we have. We have to choose between. And bhakti, two kinds, calculative and spontaneous. And there is bliss, automatic, there is bliss, not troubled movement, movement with trouble. Easy movement, free movement. Automatic. Hare Krishna Gauri.
Maharaj, we see that Tulasi Devi, she's here for our devotional benefit. Tulasi Devi,
yes,
is here, has appeared here for our devotional benefit. So in Vaikuntha and also Krishna Lok, Mathura, Dwarka, etc., what is actually her, is her service there of the same type, or does she have a different service in each place?
Different in Vidhi Magga, in Vidhi also. And a smart pandit, he is in the plane of enjoyment. By the help of Tulasi, he may try to satisfy Narayana, and he may aspire after his good ends of life. He may use like that, so this offense to Tulasi Devi. The Mayavadi also, after worshipping Narayana with Tulasi, he may pray for renunciation, for mukti. That is also in busy marga, in Narayana loka, it is also there. And through his Agarani says, we find in Gorkha Sandhika that I got the favor of Krishna only by the grace of Tulasi Devi. She says like that. So such an elevated position of Tulasi also we find from Gorkha Sandhika. Tulasi's favor has given me my closeness, intimacy with Krishna, to Ashoki. Tulasi has got function in Vrindavan also. Dhanishtha. Tulasi's another name is Dhanishtha. Tulasi. Tulasi Vrinda. Vrindarani, Yogamaya. Managing, head of the managing department of Vrindavan. Major Dumo, Prabhupada said.
Major?
Major Dumo.
Major? Dumo.
Dumo. As if one lady who is at the head of the whole management of a family. Major Dumo, domestic. From domestic affairs, the Dumo comes, and the Major means the head of the. So Prabhupada sometimes used this word about Radharani. The Radharani is the Major Dumo in the family of Krishna. Practically. But there are so many ostentatious arrangements. But the key in her hand. Outwardly, Yogamaya is managing everything. but suiting to the taste of Radha Rani must be, otherwise it will be a failure. So Vrinda Devi, Yogamaya, Tulasi are of similar nature. Tulasi Devi.
So in Dwarka and Mathura, she holds
everywhere.
Same.
Everywhere she is Shalagram. Vishnu is there. Wherever Vishnu, there is Tulasi. There is a story behind. So you don't know the story?
About the curse.
Behind it, yes. Curse.
The curse.
Yes. Nature curse.
So I have some general.
Become a stone, and yes, I shall become a stone, and I won't be served without your help, without your touch. Parokhiya connection was there.
Our Guru Maharaj wasn't very eager for the devotees to discuss that so much because possibility of making some offense.
But it is all clear when we can think that he is the owner of everything. He has ownership of all fullness. But it has been misconceived.
I also found that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had written in one Bengali article regarding Tulasi Maharani.
Right.
He was saying it was impossible to enter into the Vaikuntha world without her permission first. Oh. He's making that point very strong.
Yes. By the intimate connection with Narayana, it is written about Chatushram, Jashyaravinda Nayanasya, Padaravinda, Kinjalko Mr. Tulasi Makarandavai, Antargata Savyarena Chakaratisa, Sankhubamakhayusam Vichantittatam. Chatushram, they are more addicted towards the non-differentiated aspect of Narayana. But they have some connection. He used to visit Narayana now and then. One day suddenly that the scent of Tulasi was mixed with some water having the touch of Narayana, the toe of Narayana entered forcibly into their nostrils and they began to move their heart, the whole self. Was the cause there, and they were forcibly taken towards the ocean, soon come that Okkhara stage. Tulasi. Finding himself obliged, obligation to Tulasi. I have disturbed her with just mentality. So I am please her. Though the background is otherwise, everything belongs to him, and they have their fulfillment in connection with him. But still, different type of adjustment to produce different type of rasa, vaichitra, lila vaichitra. Ahiriva gati prema, salhava gati lava. Self-imposed ruling roots, laws, self-imposed laws. That is in the middle. Both parties and between the boundary of law. Play the necessity of the characteristic of play requires this Leela. Leela koi vallam. Leela koi vallam. Bol hari bol bol.
Might you see in the case of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he previously, before worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had very strong affinity towards Ramchandra.
Who?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Yes. I think it's Ramchandra.
Yes, before reading Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I had also like that. But that is, I have detected your more attraction towards generosity. Krishna, self-consumer. It is difficult to adjust with that temperament. But Ramchandra is generous, magnanimous. Mahaprabhu, magnanimous. Radharani, magnanimous. Magnanimity, generosity. That is mainly seen in these characters. So some are more inclined to that. And Krishna is a consumer. So, easily to have connection with him, it is difficult to particular type.
What about yourself, Maharaj? Yourself? You had affinity towards Ramchandra or these other personalities?
You see, the Krishna's star is Rohini, and that is my sadhaka. My star is Pusha, one same with Ramchandra. And the Krishna's star is sadhaka, means to end. And the Mahaprabhu's star, Upabhaguni, is my khema, what good that may be kept stored. And Radharani's star, Jyeshtha, is my sampada, my resources, wealth. Radharani. I am satisfied with that. Mahaprabhu, I shall get through Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. They are all the greatness about Krishna. So he is the Swayam Bhagavan at the center of all controller, all these things, especially Gita, that will draw me towards that direction. And Mahaprabhu will maintain that. He is the keeper, that nothing may be disturbed, maybe lost. He's the storekeeper. And the Radharani is the source above, high. My aim is to any day or other to get Sarahar service. That is the highest aim. And Mahaprabhu is protecting, and Krishna is attracting, calling through Gita, especially. In Gita, we can easily understand that Krishna is in the center, is above all. Sambhadharmam, Parityajya, many. This yoga, the jnana, the karma, and I am the center, I am over. That is drawing towards the center. And Mahaprabhu comes to maintain that. And Radharani is the highest end of life. If any day, any time I can reach there. Okay? That is my gift. I was by the my mother's first child lost. So for the second child myself, Ram Kavach, there is a person taking the Kavach. The child may not die. With that object, Ram Kavach was taken by my mother. Then I was born, and I found from the childhood the portrait of Ramchandra, Ram Sita, and that Ram Kavach was daily read by my father from my childhood. I asked that Ram Kavach, many mantram. In the midst, Ram Kavach also daily reading. So, some naturally, child attraction was that side. Not so much towards Krishna, child. But when it came to Mahaprabhu, then my attraction towards Ramchandra diminished. And it came to Mahaprabhu fully. And from there, necessarily, Radha Krishna. Apparently, some apathy in Vrindavan, Madhura. But through Mahaprabhu, when approached, there's no question of any wrong there. Though I remember that when in the month of Kartik, Bhagavatam was read, and sometimes we used to attend Bhagavatam in a very grand atmosphere in childhood. Something mystic, grand mystic, and a hopeful thing I used to find there. In Bhagavatam, a grand and a sweet thing, unapproachable, the highest conception, something like that. Srimad Bhagavatam. The tone of Srimad Bhagavatam is most commanding. After all the scriptures written, the last treatise coming from Vyasadeva, with that tone, to harmonize, to lord it over all the advices in the different shastras previously given out. In that authoritative tone, Bhagavad is going on. A most authoritative tone, Bhagavad, over all the revealed scriptures. Demolition. All possible thoughts against it. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Nigai Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari.
So Maharaj, in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, from what you said you detected generosity in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you were also interested in Ramchandra as a small child that was there.
I had first interest in Ramchandra.
So that generosity in yourself that is seen, being seen now.
Yes, it is there, but higher type of generosity is also existing.
Mm.
That came to me. Apparently, what is seen to be in the character of Krishna as conduit exploiter, it is not so. That is hard to understand, difficult to understand. That what apparently we see aggression in Krishna character, that is really no aggression.
Higher generosity.
That is also a type of service. Because in the higher stage, no exploiting temperament may exist. That is my idea. Everything there is in a mood of service there. And what is seen apparently as aggression, that is not aggression proper. That is also expected by the aggressed party. Drawing that sort of spirit of aggression. So it is not aggression. Courageous. It seems like that, but really it is not so. Aggression means causing some displeasure to the other party. But it is not present there. It is also desirable from that side. So, really, this is also a kind of service. Apparently aggression, but really that is service. Because it is not undesirable. All these things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nisayo.
So, Guru Maharaj, if someone's feeling attraction for Ram Lila, should he cultivate that or just forget and try to cultivate Chaitanya, attraction to Chaitanya Lila, to Krishna Lila?
What did you say?
Nibhatsanja Jarikeo Rama Pasakhan.
Ramu?
Ramir Apasak Jarikeo Han. Tataram. Sita Charity, Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Seva Korte Ramba Kora Uchit Kina.
Korte Pare Sarupanusare, just as Murari Gupta, he was a veteran Ramu Pasha, devotee of Rama.
Hmm.
But there is somewhat that devotion sufficient for Mahaprabhu also.
Mm.
And there was another Anupam, the father of Jiva Goswami. He was also a veteran devotee of Ramchandra. Mm. Rupa and Sanatan both requested the third brother, Anupam, father of Jiva Goswami, "Oh, we are worshipping Krishna. You also come to our fold. Then we three jointly we shall go on with this sort of worshipping with great joy." And Anupam told, "I tried my best to leaving Ramchandra to come to Krishna side, but I failed. At last he told with his brothers in appealing tone, "I have sold my head to the feet of Ramchandra. I can't snatch it away from there. So you don't request me any longer." It is just as Hanuman. Hanuman won't accept any other model of his worship but Ramchandra. Even when he went in Krishna Lila Dwaraka, Krishna knew his heart, and he at once took the figure of Ramchandra. Hanuman is satisfied only with Ramchandra, his figure, his Lila. So he asked Rukmini Devi, first Satyavana, then Rukmini, "Take the position of Sita, and I am to take Ramchandra's figure. Hanuman is approaching. He will be highly satisfied. He does not like any other." And he had to. In Ram Lila also, when Ram Lakshman was caught by the tie of Nagopasa, that is, the snake. The snake tie was applied by Indrajit Ram Lakshman. Then Pavan came and reminded them, "You remember about Garuda, your servant, your eternal servant. You remember him, and he, as soon as he will come, the snake will be off out of their own accord." And Ramchandra did so, and Garuda came, and all the snakes disappeared. Then Garuda came and wanted to do some service. Ramchandra, Ram Lakshman was very much satisfied with his help. And Garuda wanted to see that Krishna. But there is Hanuman. Hanuman will be mortified. So Garuda told, "No, I shall build a heart with the help of my big plume, or wings. And within that wings room, you will show me that Krishnamurti." And that was done. Ramchandra took the appearance of Krishnamurti there. Hanuman could detect from distance, "Oh, in this lila you have come to as a trespasser. You have converted my Ramchandra into Krishna. All right, I shall also take the revenge in Dwapar Yuga." So, in Dwapar Yuga, when Garuda was sent to get some blue lotus, and that was only to be found in Hanuman's tank. And there is a story variegated nature. And then the Garuda was caught by Hanuman within his armpit, and he took himself those blue lotus, and came to Dwarka. Guru was there, and there was one Sudarshan. Sudarshan was rolling on the gate as the gatekeeper. And when Hanuman wanted to enter, Sudarshan said, "Oh, let me first get the permission, then I shall allow you to enter." "Well, who are you?" Hanuman put his finger within the chakram and suddenly made it very fat, and like a ring, the chakra was tightly set there in Hanuman's finger. Guru in the armpit and Sudarshan in the finger, Hanuman entered. "Jai Ram, Jai Ram." Then there is another, Satyabhama. She thought that she is the highest queen of the highest honor. Krishna asked her, "You, Satyabhama, take the appearance of Sita. Hanuman won't tolerate any other murti. I am taking the form of Ramchandra." But Satyabhama could not do so. So Satyabhama had to enter below the throne to conceal her. And Rukmini came forward, and she was asked, and she took the form of Sita. So Satyabhama, Sudarshan, and Guru, three persons, they are subdued. They had some pride for us. And Hanuman came, and we rose to the he worshipped the foot of Ram, Sita, Jai Ram, Jai Ram. Then Krishna asked, "What is in your armpit?" "Oh, that Guru, he went to disturb me there and then this and that. So many things. Oh, God, leave him, leave him." "Then what is the ring in your head? That fellow was giving round in the gate and did not allow me to enter. So I have taken him in this figure. Oh, yes, yes, leave it, leave them, take them." Then at last, Hanuman told, "What is below the throne? What is it? There's some sound there." "Then what to do?" Satyabhama had to come out. "Oh, his mother." And went there. That is the Leela. Leela, which cannot be measured by our reason.
There was also one pretender, Ram Bhakta. Wasn't there a story of, there was one pretender, he was a Ram Bhakta. He was taken to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had one leg.
Oh.
That gentleman.
Yes. That was in Andhra. Near Elot. That there is Ramananda Math on the banks of Godavari. The headquarters of the district headquarters is Elot. There we found one gentleman who told that devotee of Ramchandra. So much so that I can't see Ramchandra. I can't bear his separation. After such statement, he went to the rail line and to give up his life. You know, the one leg was cut off, but his life was saved. Then also he came out and he used to take the name of Ramchandra and the one that. Then he has a good name in that locality. That is a great devotee of Ramchandra for separation. He could not bear the separation of Ramchandra. He went to give up his life in this way. And Prabhupada, we also with him, some local gentleman came and asked, this is a great devotee of Ramchandra. Prabhupada called him near. He came. Along with us also, when we were taking Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, he was also jumping this way. But when he was taken nearby, Prabhupada asked, you love like Ramchandra, the God as Ramchandra. But under whose direction you like to serve him? No, I want your direct, your direct service. And then Prabhupada let him out. And the people asked, what type of devotee he is, but not a very a good type of devotee, not a real devotee, but imagination. And the criterion is this. So Mujabai also, though she has composed many songs and she used to sing this song about Krishna in a very fervent way. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's line comes to accept her as a very devotee, as a devotee of high order. Because he is addressed only towards Krishna. So an ordinary man cannot have a real connection with Krishna directly. If he really has crossed the line of Maya and entered into the domain of Vaikuntha or Goloka or Ajodhya, anywhere, in fact, then he will must find his sadhitas. If one say that I am well known to the king, but he does not have any connection with either the military or the management administration of any side. No servant, no subordinate, but only connection with the head, with the king. That is generally taken as imagination. If really one can enter into that domain, he will find the hierarchy. And his immediate head, the department, all these things. Only without carrying anything, any paraphernalia, he will have direct. It is imagination. Do you follow?
Yes, ma'am.
Raja means the king means he has got his paraphernalia. And an ordinary person, if really he has any connection with the king, he will have to go through some there are different colors, different gradations. And according to his fitness, he would have to go through the eternal sub-features, through a particular department, the hierarchy there, and after then he can approach the really the law. And not that the Sarup Shakti, his eternal potency, sub-features are surrounding him in such a way, and he does not see anything, not conscious of anything. He is conscious of that is imaginary. Imagination of the reality, and not reality proper. So Sarup Shakti crossing, abolishing, without any consideration of the Sarup Shakti of Krishna, no Tatastha Shakti can have this real conception. That is the underlying decision. However, he may show his very emotional feelings and expressions towards the Lord, but no connection with the devotees in eternal paraphernalia. Then it is all imagination, not fact, not reality. That is a big thing to understand. The Raja means with his paraphernalia. Bhagavan means with his parsada of different types. And ignoring them to establish a relation with him, and that is a very big thing, not proper devotion proper. But it may be a big one day, with that attraction may take him when they are really, then he will find, oh, there are so many between him and the Lord. Kabe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koribe na daya kabe ami paibo Vaishnava. By the grace of the Lord, we can have the grace of the devotee. From different we can see, from distance we can see a big thing, but approaching nearby we shall see there are many things near about. A mountain is seen from a distance like a cloud, but near the approach we can see so many trees, peaks, etc. And again, when very close approach, we shall see so many birds, human beings, living there, rivers from the state. So approach is very vague and of abstract type. When the paraphernalia is eliminated and the only connection is. And Mirabai, she is crying aloud in separation of Krishna and so forth.